Noted, Mr. Mayor. Noted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, there's no apologies. Are there any declarations of interest?
Yes, I have one, Mr. Mayor. It's in relation to the report in closed business in regards to the game meat processing facility lease.
And Mr. Mayor, I declare an interest in the grants application pages 40 to 44 of these small grants. I've completed the form.
Thank you.
And Mr. Mayor, as a designated person of council, I will declare an interest in the same small grants because I'm a member of the Bidden Turo and Green Club.
I'm a yes. And Jeff? Sorry,
I'd like to declare an
interest in. Is that?
Sorry, what are you declaring an interest in?
The Jeff Keener.
Name?
Yes.
It's not a non-procuring.
No. No, I don't think
there is no benefit.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
And then as a church warden for the grantless events?
Yeah, I'd call that in.
Small grants. Now, we should have some forms there somewhere. We'll
yeah.
Sorry, it's up for next time before the meeting.
I in the drawer.
In the drawer that, Jake.
A form to fill out for declaration of interest so that we're a bit more organised.
I think actually I've already handed ours in.
Roger, good.
Gold star.
Councillor Mockler and Councillor Walker both have finishes.
I don't get many of those.
Okay, councillors, we'll move on. The confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 20th of August. Someone like to move the captain's notes. Thank you, Councillor Peer. Are there any alterations or amendments? Okay, it's moved by Councillor Peer, seconded by Councillor Walker. I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
And it is carried. We'll do the same thing on the extraordinary meeting held on the 8th of October. Someone like to move that?
I will do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Walker, Councillor Bunter, I'll put that all those in favour. Against carried. Okay, can I have a procedural motion now to move into close? Thanks, Councillor Bunter. Councillor Mean, I'll put that all in favour. Against carried. The first one, could you note that that was a unanimous resolution? Okay, we move on to the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, ARIC.
Yeah, this is the first of the committee appointments, Mr. Mayor. We do need to appoint a, or we don't need to, it's optional, but in the past, this is only in its infancy, really, the Audit Risk Improvement Committee, where we're well into the swing of the meeting. We've got our independence appointed. We had our first meeting there not so long ago. So really, this is a part of the council process. We need to appoint a interesting councillors to be appointed to this committee.
Councillor Mann stepped up last time. Did you find that of interest?
Oh, well, I only had one meeting.
Oh, right, well, you're all over.
Did you find that interesting?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to read out a nomination here as council's representative on the next.
Can I nominate Councillor Mann?
You may, thank you. Councillor. Which one did you name last time?
No,
sorry, Councillor Mann, are you happy to accept Councillor Walker's nomination?
My pleasure.
Okay, I've got Councillor Mann, and any other nominations? Having no other nominations, I congratulate Councillor Mann on his appointment.
Well done, yeah.
Now, the next report is the council representations on committees. And it's very important we understand how these committees operate, like under a 355 committee, 377 committee. And that's detailed in this report here. So,
And Mr. Mayor, let me just speak to this a little bit. We would normally look at the Gilgamesh Lifestyle Advisory Board, the Disability Services Advisory Board. I've intentionally not put those up as part of this because there is some shifts and changes around board requirements. So what I would like to do is to hold off until we have this session with APRA, which is the industry association on responsibilities of the board, and whether that board is through council as a whole, or whether it's fulfilled through a committee or an advisory board as such. So I've intentionally left that off for that reason, and we'll come back to it once we have that train, and hence the reason why I was keen to want to lock in that date to get that train done. So I'd like to think that certainly by the end of the year we'll firm that up as to how we go forward with this. So the committees then that are up for appointment of councillors are there in the recommendation. So we've got the Macquarie County Council, so there's two councillors required on that. And then there's then we've got the the Joint Regional Planning Panel and the Northwest Library Committee and the Economic Development Committee. So over to you, Mr. Mayor.
Right, the Carthage Macquarie County Council is something that Councillor Pitt and myself have been on for a number of terms. And if no one's got a burning desire to be on them, thank you. So we've got Councillor Pitt and myself who are the delegates. Is there anyone wants to address anywhere? If not, I'll jump in quick and declare the nomination of the building. Councillor Pitt and Matt and Mr. Castro Montori. The Joint Regional Planning Panel. In the past, sorry, Councillor White. Did you look at me?
No. I'm looking at these two.
So the Joint Regional Planning Panel.
I'm happy to do that, don't you?
So there's the two, isn't there? There's two councillors. There's some more like any more. And the Northwest Library Group.
I'll
Councillor Bunda. Okay, moving through these. The Economic Development Committee. Last term there was 14 businesses represented on that, which was fantastic. And it was a very effective committee, wasn't it?
Yep.
And three councillors. So what three councillors are keen to serve on the Economic Development Committee? Councillor
Nick
Bunda, Councillor White. Councillor Foran. Okay, that's got three.
That's right.
I'm happy to accept those. There's no other nomination. Okay, those three are nominated. Councillor Bunda, Councillor White, and Councillor Foran.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so the recommendation is that someone would like to move the acceptance of those nominations. That's Councillor Walker and Councillor Lachlan. No further discussion, I'll put that all those in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. Right. The next report there is on the Code of Conduct. And this is...
Mr. Mayor, can I just suggest a slight change to the recommendation there that we just included with the inclusion of $50 in the figures?
With the inclusion of $50 for gifts. For gifts, okay. Okay, would someone like to move that one? Councillor Bunda, Councillor Moore, Councillor White. There's heavy cause for much discussion there, so I'll put that, all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Local heritage projects update.
Yes, this is from me also, Mr. Mayor. I'm not sure whether you've got any questions about that, but if you do have any questions, we could bring Mrs. Coase here in to answer any of those questions. But the report is fairly detailed, and it's pretty self-explanatory there as to the recommendations that are in the reasons why they are either supported or not supported.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, Mrs. Cozier will be in for the next report, but she just declared a non-pecuniary interest in this. As a executive on one of the committees.
Oh, okay. Have you wondering?
Yeah, just as an executive on one of the volunteer committees. Sorry, Mr. Mayor, well, if you're on that one, I declare an interest and I'll leave it.
If that's the case, Mr. Mayor.
Have you got the form to fill in?
Yeah. I'll make a recommendation of 1-4.
Secondly.
1-2-4.
1-2-3-4.
Okay. Thanks, Councillor Walker. Do I have a second? Councillor Mann. Did you speak to that door, Councillor Walker?
Oh, look, I think it's just one of those funds that we obviously do every year, and I think it's great to see that co-contribution, really, of people investing back in their own residents and business within their communities.
Very thank you. Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against, carried. Did you want to share the joke, Councillor Mockler?
Well, you'll hear it in a moment, Mr. Mayor. Uh-huh.
Now I'm worried. In your code of conduct complaint, the statistics for 23-24.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I should disclose that Councillor Mann was disappointed we didn't rate.
We didn't rate.
We didn't score.
Well, let's keep it that way.
I agree. I'll move that recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Mockler. Councillor Mockler, Councillor Mann, I'll put that all in favour.
Aye.
Against, carried. The Christmas closed in. Is that coming around again?
Unfortunately, it's coming around quick. So the recommendation there is we've got Christmas falls on a Wednesday. So we've got some days either side of that, and then we've got obviously the following week with New Year's Day in the middle of the week as well. So our ELT group discussed this and considered this, and we thought that the proposed dates are best for us operationally.
Okay. Councillor Bunda, second. Councillor Foran. Any further discussion on that? I'll put all in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. The aged care worker accommodation project update. This was the Christmas gathering, the Christmas present. Keeps on giving, I think. Did you want to speak to this, Mr. Watson?
The funding for the project. do variants to the grant, the variations and apply for those with the Commonwealth. The first report to the Commonwealth, the activity plan is due at the end of November, so I'll be developing their report to you guys in November.
We still need to resolve to make the funds available, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're going to actually spend them.
Yeah.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, that is what the report in November would be considering.
At that point, would we actually have some sort of concept drawing or doing that quite at that point, just?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no, Councillor Walker, we wouldn't have a design at that stage. Part of the funds does allow for designing of the units or we are about to go out with a survey to our current staff for our residential aged care staff to ascertain the needs. We've also been working with RFDS who have done quite a lot of work around regional housing and healthcare staff. So they're going to share a report with us as well what their findings indicated. We did do a sample testing of our survey. The findings were not outside what we thought, and we're certainly looking at the demographics of what we believe the workforce might be made up of in the future.
We can feed off that RFDS report. So it's ring down the wheel, isn't it?
The intention of this report is to give you an update where our progress, and really it's the first step towards, you know, the next meeting allocating funding towards the project, if we, you know, how we allocate funding towards the project. So, and really reaffirming the objectives and the vision, so that you're clear as a council, that you're clear as to what the objectives and the visions are, or the vision and the objectives of this project is, so that the project team can then start to build down into the nuts and bolts of what the project, how the project will be delivered.
Okay, gentlemen, there's two recommendations there. Someone like to move those? Councillor Mann, Councillor Barrett. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
There's carried. The planning proposal on the industrial end.
Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I've just got Mrs. Cozy.
And Mrs. Cozy has given us a good briefing here. Together with a summary of the responses we received. And there's a recommendation there on page 40, which...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, would you like Mrs. Cozy to just probably just give a quick outline of the where we've got to?
Yeah,
thank you. Through you, Mr. Mayor. So since November last year, council staff have been working through the planning proposal process for rezoning of land out on Oxley Highway from rural zoning to E4 general industrial zoning. As part of that process, it's involved consulting with Department of Planning, Housing and Industry around the what's called the gateway requirements. We received that in July this year. So as part of that process, council has been working on site-specific studies, which has included bushfire assessment report, preliminary land contamination and multiple others. Also formally consulting with state government agencies on the planning proposal and taking their feedback on board in terms of refining the zoning. Moving forward, as part of the process, there was also a requirement to undertake formal public consultation, which was undertaken in September for a period of 20 business days. Three submissions were received during the planning proposal process, so one during an earlier stage as part of the land use conflict risk assessment report, and also two during the formal consultation phase in September. So as part of council's consideration of the matters raised, council staff met with those who made submissions last week, and also so discussing generally around the topics that they flagged for consideration. So
In summary, there was, sorry, I'll just find it. There were some comments in regards to potential noise impacts for residents, particularly along the Oxford Highway site and where the proposed intersection is to be located, which at this stage is preliminary and will be refined as part of the future subdivision DA stage of transport for New South Wales. One of the considerations for council is around undertaking a noise impact assessment, which would establish a baseline noise assessment of the area currently and look at future impacts from traffic and potential industrial land uses and suggested mitigation measures that may be suggested to be put in place. So there were some other considerations or comments made around amenity impact from dust, some visual impacts as well in terms of, so land use, the LUCRA, land use conflict risk assessment report outlines some suggested measures and buffer inclusions as part of the planning proposal. One of the most significant note around that was the proposed 20 metre buffer zone proposed on the eastern boundary along Arrowleaf Road, and which at this stage is suggested to include a 1.5 metre noise mound with some vegetation as well, and then an additional clean zone. So that's some of the main concerns that were raised.
And coming from that, there's six recommendations there on page 40.
I think your ticket should be ready by 24th of April, I think. 24th of April.
So as part of the gateway determination, the suggestion is that to be finalised by that date.
And then the 55 days after that.
So the stage that council is currently at with the planning proposal is stage six, one of the final stages of it. So following, I guess, council's adoption of recommendations today, if that is the case, then we move forward into the formalisation of the maps and then the gazelle of that through parliamentary council. So the stage that we're about to potentially move into is a 55-day process under the guidelines, which is the final stages.
Okay, you happy with that, Councillor Mann?
Yeah.
To the extent you're moving it?
Yeah, I'm happy to second Councillor Mann on this occasion.
Thank you, Councillor Mochler. So that's Councillor Mann and Councillor Mochler. Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments in this report? If not, I'll put in all those in favour. Against? Declare it carried. Does that doesn't require... The names being recorded?
Because it's a plan. Potentially
it was included as the November 2023 included the notation of the names.
Through you, Mr.
Chair. So possibly,
Okay.
In the interest of being certain.
So you got the names there?
You got the names.
To record all the names.
I will. I'll do it after the fact, Mr. Mayor.
Just need to raise the hands.
Yeah. Oh, you know that's not the loop.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, and the next report there is the Small Community Projects Fund.
Yeah,
don't worry, Kristen. Through you, Mr. Mayor, this is the one that this is cozy, it does have
interesting.
Right, okay. So, yeah,
I'm happy to speak to it. Right, so there's a number of applicants there. One would appear doesn't make the guidelines, is therefore ineligible.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, we made an assessment based on the commercial nature of that particular application. That's where we ruled it out, rather than being a community-based organisation. I think there's fair explanations there around each one, but if anyone had any questions, happy to answer them.
Okay, my recommendation on James.
Right. Thanks, Councillor Walker. Have a second, Councillor Peart. I'll put all those in favour.
All right.
Against? Carried. grab the bus, thank you. Yeah, before we move on to the committee meeting for adoption, there were two late reports in the business paper. The first late report was the Labor Government annual conference in November. Travel up Sunday morning, starts Sunday lunchtime, finishes Tuesday lunchtime, and travel home from January Tuesday afternoon. Who is interested in attending? Councillor White, Councillor Foran, Councillor Batten, and the General Manager. Four of us. Okay. Could you note those back and arrange to nominate? You're all in attendance? Okay, is there a recommendation? And also the need to change the council meeting to Thursday, 21st of November, is part of the recommendation. Attendance of those that are moving the date. Thanks, Councillor Butter. Do you have a second now? Councillor Peart.
The council meeting will be on the 21st.
Yeah, we're not. Okay, I'll put that. All those in favour? Against, carried. And the next report there is a notice of money from the Shop Local program.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to take any questions, but basically on considering the program as it sits this year and in discussion with those who work closely on the management side on the OD committee, we consider that two things, I guess, is that at this late stage it wasn't appropriate to be looking to change the program, given that we've put in place some conditions there that are pretty consistent across the board. We've had an economic development committee ratify those and then back to council going back in, I think it was May. And then, so we're about, well, we're only a couple of weeks off actually going to press for that. And they're the same conditions that were actually in place last year. So that's probably the first part of it. The second part of it is, and I've tried to emphasise that in the report, we do recognise the importance of Gilgamesh Weekly newspaper as a key engagement with our community. So as part of our engagement strategy, particularly for anyone my age, but older end, probably back 10 or 20 years, still very important. Key tool is the printed press, and so we do value that a lot as a council. So I recognise the intent of the motion, but that's hence the recommendations there, suggesting that it could be something for consideration next year. The third point in it is, which we would grapple with even next year, is how do we work out a system there that ensures that business doesn't seem to be being incentivised versus other businesses because at the moment one of the core conditions is that you provide receipts for proof of purchase from a business. So that's a challenge as well, but given the length of time, potentially we can come up with something there that we can explore with the new Economic Development Committee for next year's promotion. That's probably a summary of where the report got to.
Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to move recommendations 1 to 3 with some slight variance, I suppose, that the concept of the notice of motion be considered when the 2024 Shop Local be reviewed in preparation of this. But this needs to actually be handled, in my opinion, what economic development committee, and then come back to council for ratification.
Okay,
so if I could find a second.
That's moved by Councillor Walker.
Can I speak to it or not?
Yeah, feel free.
After it's been seconded.
Yeah, sorry, I'll give you a second, Councillor Palmer. Okay, Councillor Walker.
I actually agree with that. I think that the recommendations have been really good. I think it's a really great idea and project, and I feel that people can see the merit in it. Buying that paper, encourage them for the 6 weeks to make a habit of buying that, so it so if they get into the habit of purchasing that for the 6 weeks, then that hopefully will carry on. And it hits all your social justice goals with the access and participation, so it will allow further access and participation by the community. I've been speaking to community members and organisers and business owners about this idea for years, and the sentiment has never turned towards people thinking that it would be unfair to the business in the Gilgandra Weekly. If the Gilgandra Weekly sold an extra 100 papers, it's going to gross about $250 extra, which is hardly a reason for people to think that there is an issue with that. The business's advertising will, though, receive much greater coverage, and their advertisements, whilst they also stood by that Gilgandra Weekly, would be great for them. From the recommendation, I believe too that the Economic Development Committee are the correct people to deliberate on this. And from recommendation three, I ask that if this motion is not accepted, or could we change the wording of the recommendation that they actually review it for the 2024? Do you have a meeting before this is launched?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, we won't, Councillor Horan. The only reason is that the committee's only been established today.
Yes.
So the first meeting committee's not going to happen in time for the promotion, given that it's only a couple of weeks away.
Well, in that instance, I'll go with what Ash has suggested. But yes, I was just hoping that the benefits would occur for the community and the businesses at this early stage.
Righto. Are there any other speakers for or against the motion?
Well, I support the views expressed by both Mr. Alcho and Councillor Walker. And Councillor Foreman.
Okay. Are there any further speakers? If not, I place to put it. All those in favour of the recommendation?
Aye.
Those in writing? Against? Declare a carry. Thank you. Okay. We'll now move on to the committee meetings for adoption on page 45. The first one is Gilgandra Lifestyles Advisory Board, back on the 6th of August 24.
Move to adoption. Move to adoption. Oh, sorry, we've
been doing
the
wrong
ones here.
That's
what I saw
the
Okay, you're moving the recommendation on page 49 there, Councillor Mayor.
For that one?
Yeah. Councillor Mayor, do you have a seconder?
Yeah.
Councillor Peart, I'll put that all in favour. Against, carried. The next one is committee meeting for notation. And there is the interagency group. And I will recommend, if councillors have the opportunity, go and sit in on the interagency group meetings.
They cover a lot of ground, don't they?
Oh, it's come a long way. Okay, so that was the, you can see there, there's five or six pages of minutes for the, what's it, the interagency group. And the recommendation there on page, sorry, the next one is Local Emergency Management Committee. And the Traffic Committee, with the recommendation on page 64, those minutes be noted. So I'd like to move that. Councillor Bunter, Councillor Peart, I'll put that all in favour. Yes, carried. The next reports are the statement of bank balances and investment balances. We move over and we've got the fund balance there, which is a good source of information there on page 67. Details of council's investments and the outstanding matters from previous meetings. And this is where someone's asked the question for the next meeting or a question and it hasn't been resolved today. So that's that one. And the progress on questions for the next meeting. And then the end there is development application. A bit of a table on our timelines in handling development applications. The August development application details. September details. And those are all on page 72, the recommendation of those reports be noted. Councillor Bundar, Councillor.
Is that something to that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Councillor Mockler, you may, please.
Just on the DA report, it's interesting that the state government has now given notice to councils that part of their grant assessment is actually on, you'll have seen a report maybe before the end of, for those that were before the end of the last term, about they're actually, and for the benefit of this whole group, they're actually assessing the time it takes for councils to assess the development applications, and then that's factoring whether they are going to get grant money or not. So that's them being using the big brother, big stick approach to say we're not happy with the processing in councils. If you want our support, you better support us. So thankfully for us, assessment times is no issue because we've got a really efficient team.
Moving on, there's basic Category A correspondence. We have Category A and Category B correspondence. Category B is just notation, and Category A is something that requires some response from the council. And here with Category A, it's in regard to cost shifting and local government New South Wales, which is our major peak body, asked us to support them in their push against cost shifting. And that's where that comes from. So that recommendation, that correspondence be noted. From my move that way, Councillor Walker, Councillor Freed, I'll put that all in favour.
All right.
Against Carol. And Category B correspondence is a customer request, which was positive feedback from the customer. A letter from the Turrawina Golf Club in relation to our donation towards the 49th celebration. And the Alliance of Western Council, the minutes of our meeting held on the 16th of August. And the recommendation here is that received a category meet correspondence being made. So I'd like to move that way.
Yeah.
Councillor Mockler, Councillor Pearce. I'll put that all those in favour. Against carried. At 4:47, I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much for your time. And look forward to our next meeting.